And if the dishes were dirty, you say you had to go
wash them.
And after she washes the dishes to get the suds off, she
rinses the dishes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them.
Oh, you mean when you're washing them, like in the sink?
Uh-huh.
Washcloth, I guess.
Okay. What about when you're drying them?
A drying cloth.
And to bathe your face with, you have a?
Wash rag.
And to dry yourself?
A towel.
And if you want to pour something from a big container to something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out, you pour it through a
funnel.
And something that flour used to come in. People would buy it in a big wooden...
A drum.
Uh-huh.
Container.
What would they call that container, though? A big... Maybe it's made out of wood?
Vat.
Okay. And something that people would make out of sugar cane.
Syrup.
Any other name?
Molasses.
What's the difference?
Molasses is thicker. Actually, that's what comes first, is your molasses, and then you cook it down. In other words, when you cook it down, it thins. You cook it down, adding water to it, and it thins down to syrup.
Mm-hmm.
But when you first grind your sugar cane and start cooking it off, then your molasses is what comes first, mm-hmm. and it's thicker.
You ever heard it called log sweetening and short sweetening?
No.
What would people keep the molasses or syrup in?
You mean after it's been cooked?
Mm-hmm.
A bucket, a metal bucket, half a gallon.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to buy some molasses, what would it come in?
It would come in a bucket, a metal bucket.
Do you ever hear the term a stand of molasses or a stand of lard?
No.
And something that nails used to come in?
Keg.
And something bigger than a keg?
Barrel.
And the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
Band.
Or another name for that.
Strap.
Uh-huh. Or what about on the, the pictures of the South a long time ago, the big skirts women would wear?
Mm-hmm.
The metal things that would run around to keep the skirt sticking out.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what they're called. I don't know.
What about the term hoop or hoop?
Hoop, yeah, hoop, that's right. Hoop.
And on a beer keg or water barrel or something like that, then you turn to get the liquid out.
Spout.
And at the sink, you turn the
faucet.
And out in your yard, you have
hydrant.
And if you're driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you could hit them with the
reins.
Okay. What about when you're riding on them?
Well, you kind of slapstick.
Uh-huh.
Slapper.
Well, would you call it reins whether you're driving them or riding them?
Right. In this area, you refer to it as reins whether you're driving or riding either one. It's reins. That's your straps, in other words, you're holding to.
And your feet are in the...
Stirrups.
And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, you have to
the horse, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Well, you got to put the reins on them. You've got to put the...
Or the whole thing you have to put on them. You say you have to...
Harness them.
And something you can have to hit a horse with.
A whip. Buggy whip.
And nowadays, if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a...
Sack.
Made out of...
Paper.
And... Something that flour used to come in, maybe 20 pounds, would be a...
It was sackcloth.
Okay. They call that a... What do they call it?
Cloth, sackcloth.
And the bag or sack that feed used to come in?
That was called a croaker sack.
Any other names?
No. If it was made out of a material, it was a croaker sack.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it would be in just a paper sack.
Mm-hmm.
So
what about the term gunny sack or toe sack?
Toe sack, yeah. Toe sack is the same thing as a croaker sack.
Uh-huh. But you never heard gunny sack?
Never heard gunny. Uh-huh.
And what would you call the amount of corn that you could take to the mill to be ground?
The amount?
Uh-huh.
You mean how much could you take?
No, there's... Well, have you ever heard the expression?